On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Yeah, it's Tori, whatever, and it's Tori Friday, whatever. And she joins us now. Hi, Tori Lagarde.
Hola. Hola, muchacha. I mean, muchacho. Is it a muchacho? Or I know a muchacha, but is it muchacho? Muchacho.
Is this Afghanistan that you're speaking?
Yeah. It's Middle Eastern.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Middle Eastern Brazilian something.
Tabbouleh to you.
Yeah, that's delicious.
I hate tabbouleh.
You're crazy.
Stinks.
So good.
Stinks.
Put on pita bread. You get a meal.
Who's this guy, PETA?
It's this bread man.
Isn't PETA that organization that...
They're crazy. That's nuts, I tell you. They don't care about cancer. A little bunny might die. Oh, my God. Don't cure cancer. Don't get me started.
So it's one or the other, Tori?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
a
bunny or it's cancer for people.
Mice. Mm. Mice. Mm. They'd rather a mouse live and your grandmother die. I don't believe in that.
What are you talking about? They'd rather a mouse. You mean if your grandmother and your mouse were like sitting next to each other in a chair, they'd say, sorry, granny, the mouse makes it.
I mean, some of the really crazy ones maybe, like animals better than people. But the point is experimentation on animals, biomedical research.
Oh, experimentation.
They don't want that. Yeah. Remember we did a whole show about that 25 years ago?
Yeah, like I remember what happened yesterday.
Dr. Isselbacher, we interviewed him at Mass General Hospital. I don't know why I remember this stuff, but
who
I
did?
Do. You and I.
I went to Mass General Hospital?
Yeah. We interviewed Dr. Isselbacher.
You
went with me. You were doing the video.
Holy crap. Are you serious, Tori?
I swear.
All right. There's something seriously wrong with my brain
now.
Is it
the Lipitor? We've been over this.
Are you serious?
Ron,
I went with
Ron,
you?
Would I make up a name called Dr. Isselbacher? I-S-E-L-B-A-C-H-E-R.
I do remember the name. I do remember the name.
Yeah, he's an old dude. He's probably even dead now. I don't even know. This was so long ago.
And we went there together to the hospital.
To interview him and then to get a video of the mice in the cages. And we had to put little things on our feet.
Why did we do this?
Because we had to do two shows. We had to balance it. We did a show on biomedical research, which he was the pro. And then we had the anti-vivisection people of New England, NEVs, come on with this. The crazy people came on and we got to watch their monkeys being bashed in the head video and
sounds
nuts.
Like a good show.
We had two shows. We had to break it down. We interviewed the woman at the... Then we went to MSPCA, the Angel Memorial Hospital place, and we talked to the woman there.
With me?
Yeah. You were doing the video, dude. I just went, as I am. I didn't have a camera.
Was this a television show?
This was my Night Express show, Tori Lagarde.
I remember that show.
Yeah, it was that, because you were producing that show.
I never remember going anywhere.
Together. Yeah.
Going anywhere to do it.
That was the only time we did field trips.
Oh, okay. Well, I must have blocked it out of my memory completely.
You have the videos, do you, somewhere?
No.
Oh, well I guess somewhere. I might have some parts of them, but I was in a tornado and I lost a lot of stuff back then.
I'm so sorry. I guess I was in a tornado and I lost my mind. Because I just don't remember. I remember the name when you say Isselbacher. I remember
Isselbacher.
That.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Island blocker.
Right. Same thing, beta blocker. He's a high blood pressure dude.
I remember the name. Apparently, I don't even remember that. I actually went there.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a hospital voluntarily.
Right. You were doing just the camera work for me to do all the talking.
Right.
You just sort of hung in the background.
Right. Oh, it's my job.
Right.
I just hang in the background.
Sure.
It's my life.
Right.
Where's Ron? He's hanging in the background.
You were doing the video. You were very important to the whole show because it's a video program.
I know that. I realized
it wasn't
that.
A podcast.
No, it was a television show.
Exactly. Yeah. We needed the audio video.
Huh. Sounds like a good series.
You know, we could always bring it back. But we're doing the other thing in Easton now. And that's... It's not like we have to prepare a lot. I like that. We just sit down and talk.
Yeah.
That was, I had to book guests every week. I had to find somebody new. And it was, I think we did, we did about 30 shows, maybe just under 30 shows.
Right. Which is a lot, really.
Yeah. Different, 30 different topics.
Wow.
Funeral directors. Then we had the funeral people on.
Wow. Yep. Sounds like we did some great stuff.
We did Quit Smoking. We had the American Lung Association on. Mm-hmm. How to Train Your Dog.
Really?
Acupuncture.
I wish I could have
medical
seen
malpractice
these shows.
With Drew Meyer, the famous Andrew Meyer, the lawyer. It was a feather in my cap.
Wow.
get that dude.
And we produced this.
Yeah.
And you, you hosted the show.
That was just half, not even half the topics. There was so many, you know, gay and lesbian youth.
Yeah.
With the GLAD people.
Great.
No, Bagley. It was Bagley. B-A-G-L-Y. Yeah, from Boston.
I guess I need you to tell me what I did.
I remember. I remember everything.
You have quite a brain, really, still.
I do. And it's a curse and a blessing, remember? I remember things I don't want to. I wish I could forget.
Yeah.
But the other things I'm glad I can remember.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even know who you are.
We dug right into it. We didn't even introduce me. We just jumped right into it. And I like that today.
Crazy stuff. How are you?
Great. I'm a humorist. You stop calling me a humorist because I said I've been demoted.
Oh, not at all. No, no. If you were demoted, then you'd be something else.
Yeah.
No, you're still a humorist.
Okay, good.
I figure everybody knows that by now.
They do. They do.
Like, you know, that's like me walking around saying, here's a douchebag.
Well, you know, I'm so depressed.
Yeah.
You'd never know.
No, not at all.
See, it's great. It's like Robin Williams.
Yeah.
You never know.
Oh, well, that's great.
Hey, he lived till he was like 70.
Oh, okay.
I've got like 20 more years.
Oh, all right. You're all set.
Okay.
You're all set.
See?
Hey, so you made a stress ball, I understand.
I'm making it. I'm one ingredient short. And thank you for helping me with one of the ingredients.
No problem. What are you missing?
The lavender oil, essential oil.
Oh, you should have said something.
Well, I think I'm going to ask you for the whole thing. I've got the flour, the cream of tartar, salt, water, oil, regular oil you need. And now food coloring. And I need the oil.
The lavender oil.
My friend in California has some, but she's in California.
Well, that's ridiculous. And you, if you have stress, you're going to make a stress ball. What is a stress ball, by the way?
It's just something you squeeze.
Okay, now.
Yeah, well, be gentle. They're very tender.
I think you'd have a lot of volunteers that might help you stress.
I don't know. They don't want you to squeeze too hard. It's, for some reason, it's so delicate down there. I don't even know. Yeah,
and I don't think it smells like lavender, but I guess that can
be
arranged.
That would be nice.
That can be arranged.
Then you're a chick, and then it's a whole other story.
Right. That's going to cause all kinds of stress.
Speaking
in a different way.
Real quick, but about chicks, I got to tell you before I forget, I just heard on the radio that transgender bill is coming up again. And I started thinking, man, whatever you look like, why can't you just use that bathroom? And you know what? It's more about women's bathrooms than men's bathrooms. If a woman goes into a man's bathroom, and I've done it on accident, remember, at the airport, they don't care, really.
No.
But if a man went into a woman's bathroom, everyone flips out.
Yeah.
So if
because men are predators. How many times has a woman actually walked up to a man and raped them?
Right.
I'm sure it happens.
It happened at Amherst once.
Okay, once. But it happens a lot with men.
Yeah.
So that's why. I think it has everything to do with the penis. What doesn't?
You know, that's very true.
Right.
And it's a man's world.
Yeah.
But so if you look like a woman and you're trans and you're transient into a woman and you go to use a ladies' room, no one's really going to care because you know what? You're probably fine.
Correct.
But if you're a woman transient into a man, and that's happened, female into male, I've seen pictures, it happens, it's a thing. Look at Chastity Bono, for example. Okay, so you want to be a guy, well, you're born female parts. You go to use a ladies' room, and you're transient into a guy, and you have facial hair and everything.
Uh-oh.
They're going to panic. They're going to think you're a guy.
That's all they see,
So
Tori.
This law is stupid. They can't make you, because of what you're born with, use that bathroom when you're already completely transient into something else. It's ridiculous. I would panic if I saw a man with a beard coming into a ladies' room. I would just go, dude, you're in the wrong place. And he'd be like, well, my birth certificate says I'm a woman.
Right.
And I'd be like, the hell?
Well, so that's a problem of a different sort.
See, yeah. Stop getting involved in bathrooms, government. I'm getting annoyed right now, and I'm in my annoyed week.
Government is in the business of telling you what to do in the bathroom.
Of looking down your pants and seeing what bathroom you could use. I mean, stop it.
Let's define a public restroom, shall we?
Yeah.
You have airports.
Yeah.
And you have places like
restaurants.
That. No, restaurants is that's a private.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
I see. Mm. Well, then you're really. Oh my gosh.
See, if the government or the municipality runs the place, I guess they have a right to say what happens.
Like a public beach, they have restrooms. Usually
that's
at the
an
beach.
Interesting. That's
especially
interesting,
in Florida.
That's
they're
a
all
conundrum.
Over the place.
That's an interesting conundrum.
Yeah.
I think a restaurant can very rightfully say only penises in here and only vaginas here.
How do they verify it?
You know, instead of having a picture of a man or woman, they should have a picture of a penis and a vagina. So that people can know. That's
okay.
For sure.
All
that
right.
Defines
right.
It. That defines
it's a little
it.
Vulgar, but there's a restaurant in Florida, actually, that got sued. Mm-hmm. I only found out when I was there because it was at the very restaurant, and they're talking about it. the bathrooms, okay, have, it's called McGuire's Irish Pub, okay, and you can look this up.
Okay.
They had they have arrows that say ladies' room, men's room on the doors, but they're reversed. So you have to really pay attention. This is not the, it goes ladies' room is over there in tiny print. Men's room is over there.
Why would they do that? Just to
be funny. And they got master and they got sued.
Sure. Well, that's not funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
Well, it's hilarious till somebody goes into the wrong bathroom. Who and whatever wrong
and
that
it
is.
And it happens. But that's Florida, dude. That's all the time in Florida,
It's all sexual problems. Donut shops are very strange because they have the donuts, which
are... fattening.
No, well,
they're
that's
very not... Donut shops are very strange. They have this yeast and this smell. It is very attractive, but it makes me fat when I eat it.
Well, the yeast has something to do with it. The donuts are in the shape of like a woman's receptacle.
What? Just because they're circles?
Yeah. But interestingly enough, the crullers, which are...
Really, Ron? You just see this with everything then. That's you need therapy. That's a therapeutic thing, right? If you're seeing gender in food...
Well, you were saying what kind of designation should be on the doors. There should be a donut for the women and, and
a cruller.
A cruller for the men.
What about a hot dog and a bun?
Very much so. Let's say... For places like, that would be like
a ballpark.
For Sonic restaurants. Yeah, ballpark. That's good.
I went to a Sonic when I was in Florida.
Why would you do something like
because
that?
Because I love it. It's so bad for you.
It's
with
awful.
The chili and the dogs.
It's awful.
I put chili on the hot dog.
It's
in the onions.
Not? At that point, why not? There should be a sign outside of Sonic saying, welcome to Sonic, you're going to die.
We're all going to die, dude. That's not definitive.
This would be, all right, so they have a clock going, showing how many people have died from eating the Sonic.
You lost this much after your life.
That would stop people from eating that crap.
But it won't stop them from smoking or smoking crack. But I had one chocolate malted milkshake a week, by the way, in Florida, too.
Oh.
Can you tell?
No.
No, I don't.
God love you, man. You can eat whatever you want and everything's cool.
Not when it's gluten, but I still do it.
Not
so cool, but you know what?
Yeah.
Eat the hell with it. I don't have celiac anymore, or I never did. Thank you, Beth Israel.
Some kind of weird medical show here. I don't have, but I did. But I didn't.
I didn't.
You didn't have it.
And you know?
What did you have, Tori?
I have gluten sensitivity.
That's it?
Yeah.
We're out of business here.
Well, I still should not eat as much of it as I have. I stopped it for like 7 months.
Yeah.
And it was the worst 7 months
good.
Ever.
So you're good.
So when I started it again, I was so sick because my body wasn't used to it.
Right.
So now I just have to eat it like almost every day so I don't ever go into that pit where I haven't had it. And then when I have it, I'm like a reaction.
You have to eat what every day?
Just gluten? A little bit of gluten. I don't have to, but I'd like to because I don't want to deprive myself and then have it and then be in the bathroom for 2 or 3 hours. Yeah.
They make a big thing. I was told by, and this is like fake news stuff. I was told by somebody that said, hey, Ron, did you hear about gluten? I said, yeah, personally, but yeah.
Right.
You know, that everything they said about gluten was wrong. If you don't have celiac disease, gluten's absolutely fine. As a matter of fact, it's a source of protein, etc.
That's bull.
That's what I thought. So I started looking it up and I find this ad on Google. And it says that the gluten hoax, but it's got that little box that says ad.
Oh,
so somebody looked
at it and
took it to be, and this is what I'm talking about.
That's the
about.
Donald Trump on Facebook, the
That's
fake
it.
Pages.
That's
Give
the
to
fake
Donald
news
Trump,
stuff.
But it's not him.
I know.
They just pick a thing and run
did
with it.
They
yeah.
see something, and they that is the
they
gospel.
They see dollar signs, yeah.
Jesus has spoken to me, and gluten is fine.
And someone's making money, dude. If you click on anything, it's called like a click, not clickbait, but something else. Anyway.
Yeah, well, clickbait sounds good. I understand what it means.
You're getting smarter. You're getting internet savvy, are you?
You don't have to put pictures of body parts on my bathrooms.
No, because you stay home.
Yeah, right. And guess why? I know where to go.
Yeah, and everyone can use your bathroom. It's not gender restricted.
No, but there's only one person at a time. Maybe they should have have one person at a time bathroom.
Why not?
Forget the public
restroom. A lot of places do.
Why not?
There's another Blaze in Florida. It's another restaurant in Jacksonville.
Yes.
You make your own pizza. It's great. And
what
you can have gluten free.
Go to the bathroom. Hey, Ron, let's talk about
to
the
bathroom.
All these singular bathrooms.
No,
you
have
can make your own
bathroom.
Pizza.
That's not what I mean. The place has a singular bathroom.
Okay.
So restaurants can have singular bathrooms.
Yeah.
Most of them do, I thought. Some have stalls.
Do women care a lot when they have the singular bathrooms and it's unisex, they call it, and there's a lock on it and,
gross.
Separate doors? That's what I'm
thinking.
Because
men pee on the seat and the floor and the walls.
They stand up. So it really does. So it doesn't work in that sense.
No. I mean, if it does, it does. What are you going to do? You hold your nose and you go in there. Same with bathrooms. I mean,
It's a seat.
Convenience stores, don't they have like singular bathrooms too?
I don't think I've ever gone to a bathroom in a convenience store.
Oh, I have, unfortunately. In an emergency, you just do what you got
to
do, man.
I guess. I'd rather pee in the woods than go to a gas station bathroom.
Put sunglasses on when I'm in there because I know it's a two-way mirror and I'm not going to be on the internet going to the bathroom. I think they're videoing me. So well, I put the dark glasses on. That, I mean, how am I supposed to prove it?
So the dark glasses would do it.
Then there's just some anonymous woman going to the bathroom on the internet. But you know what? It's not me.
Yeah.
So that's another life hack. People, put sunglasses on when you go into public bathrooms in like gas stations and convenience stores, because I don't trust these people. They've caught a few in the past. I'm not saying everyone's doing it, but it can happen. Well, why take a chance with your dignity?
I don't take a chance with my dignity.
That's not what I heard.
I think there should be an actual law that men cannot stand up in front of toilets. I really think
that's but urinals, right?
There are urinals are fine.
Right, that's what
I'm
they're made
about
for.
Toilets with seats.
All right.
You really seriously, even if it's a men's room, you really seriously shouldn't be standing up and peeing into a toilet bowl. It's just genetically
incorrect. Then why do they
incorrect.
Do it at home? People do it at home, don't they?
I guess you can do what you want at home. And I don't think it's a good idea to do that at home either, really, to be honest with you.
Step policing people's bathrooms.
You're still going to be splashing all over the walls and all over the floor.
It's so gross.
It is gross. It is gross. It's totally gross.
Okay.
And I don't think women should allow it. There should be an uprising. Forget about equal pay. I'm talking about tell them to sit down. Just tell them to sit down.
I'll tell you this, a secret. Mm-hmm. Most men I have had relationships with sit down when they pee.
Because
I never got that, but I'm like, wow, another one. And then there's another guy. And
so you're doing something well.
Well, you know what? Some of them stand up because I think they think it's macho. And they don't want it in front of me. They're like, yeah, I'm a man, so I'm going to stand.
Yeah.
But the ones that felt comfortable around me, which were most of them, would sit and pee.
That's nice.
Is that nice? That's a nice story.
Sit and pee. Sounds like some type of a program.
It's a restaurant. It's a sit and pee. Bring your penis or vagina in.
Sit down and relax with your penis and vagina. That's great. I mean, that should be on eHarmony. That should be when do you stand up when you pee or do you sit down? That would be definitely criteria.
How do you know it's not? Have you been on eHarmony?
Not to their stand up and pee section. I never got that far.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions.
When they ask me a lot of questions, I mean, then I'm into the commitment. Once I went to that site and I went through all the questions and then I canceled at the very end, I went, what am I doing? I don't even want to meet anybody to hang up. So I, you know, got rid of it.
Really?
Yeah. I'd rather be single.
Than stand up and pee.
Than anything.
Yeah,
You know what? It's so much stress and aggravation and grief and depression that I think it's better to just be alone. My mother agrees with me. She said, now you do what you want. And I said, that's perfect. It is.
It really is. I mean, in the long run, it is. And I don't know. Our society doesn't work like that.
No.
It really doesn't.
I don't miss anything.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these words.
Wildlife poaching doesn't just happen in faraway places. It's a crime committed against countless wild animals all around you. Poachers don't care about hunting seasons, endangered species, or even the safety of other humans. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, which protects wild animals through habitat preservation and by confronting cruelty, needs your help. Learn your state's wildlife laws, so when you witness a crime against a wild animal, you can report it immediately. Help protect wildlife at wildlifelandtrust.org.
Smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats. You love your new connected technology. And the Consumer Technology Association wants to help you protect the security of your devices. First, don't use default or easy-to-guess passwords. Create unique ones and keep them safe. Next, look for and install security updates from device manufacturers. Also, have an active firewall for your home router. And consider using a professional installer to set up your new devices. Easy tips from the Consumer Technology Association to help keep your devices secure.
Welcome back to the program. Humorist Tori Lagard is with us today.
Every week.
She's a humorist.
I am.
She does humor.
If you're not laughing by now, people, just turn it off. Go to YouTube or something. You're wasting your time.
Well, it doesn't say all the time humorist. It just says that like a lot of the time.
But we've made jokes.
Yeah.
Well, we've been funny. If people aren't laughing listening to this right now,
I don't know.
I don't know either.
These aren't really jokes.
A hot dog and a Fenway and a thing.
Those are funny.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Donuts and crullers.
I don't know if they're jokes, though. They're observations.
Observations that are hilarious.
Observationalist Tori Lagard.
That's right.
Sounds like you're trying to save wildlife or something.
Oh, my God. That's Jerry Seinfeld. Did you ever notice?
So let's get back to the stress ball. This is actually recommended. What is a stress ball, by the way?
Yeah, we started that, and then it got off into the sexual thing.
I don't
know
where the hell we went with that.
It's to almost like distract you with the motion of squeezing and moving your fingers to your not focusing so much on whatever you're thinking about. You can just kind of do that. Yeah. And it's therapeutical.
It is?
Therapeutic?
Yeah, better. But you can make it yourself, you're saying, because you can buy stress balls.
This it, matter stupid. Of fact, yeah. And you know what? They give them free time sometimes at these banks.
Yes, they do.
I got one at Capital One in Boston 3 years ago.
Oh, did it help?
I don't know. I just found it the other day. I'm like, oh, I still have this thing?
Because it was a bank stress ball.
And it was a crappy one because you know what? They have the way better ones now that you can make. And if you look up on YouTube, it shows you how to do it. There's ones you can make with balloons.
Uh-huh.
And you make it, you cut the tie and cut it. And then you have your own balloon one. You use marbleized balloons. And then they're cool looking. Oh.
I guess making it is half the fun because, not half the fun, but it's significant because you've made it yourself.
Exactly. It's a creation.
It's something, the whole thing was generated by you.
Right.
So the stress relief would be, you're actually relieving your own stress. That's very cool.
You should make one too.
I really should.
If you have time in your
busy
life.
Oh, I have plenty of time.
Do you?
I just don't like to get my hands dirty.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. It's lavender. It's beautiful. It's purple with glitter. It's going to be fun.
It stresses me out. Did you just say glitter?
This one you put glitter in. This is like dough.
Oh,
it's not necessarily a ball.
Oh, Tori.
Uh-oh. I know how you feel. I forgot about the glitter thing.
Oh my God. April Fool's is today.
Oh, my God.
It's today.
Oh, it is. That's right. 30 days have September, April, June, and November.
Well, today's April 1st.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it? Yes.
What?
No, April 1st is, today's Saturday. Some people are listening. This is throughout the weekend.
Sure.
So for some people,
Saturday's April 1st. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't leave the house.
Tomorrow. Other people, that was yesterday.
Whatever day it is, stay home and don't answer your phone. Learn from me.
Well, because you perpetrate the...
No,
the,
I get perpetrated on.
Oh, I thought you were the perpetrator.
I could be, but you know what? I lay low.
Maybe.
It's my kids. My daughter. Mm. She's vicious like that. She maybe not now, but in years past,
she'd
call up exes and tell them she was beat up in an airport
somewhere.
Oh
my God, that's awful.
She'd say she was pregnant when she got attacked. She told me that my ex-husband had knocked somebody up. All these pregnant things.
Oh my God. She's vicious.
That's what I meant. She takes it to the next level. She called someone else up and said that she was HIV positive.
Oh my God.
She had people in panic, in tears. I mean...
See, here's the problem with that. You know what the problem is.
You can get
someday,
sued?
No, get sued. I don't think you can sue for that.
No.
But someday, I think it brings on bad karma for the one that's perpetrating. Whenever I want to get out of something, sometimes I'll say I'm sick.
Right. You make a story up.
This is from my childhood, you know?
Yeah.
And you figure, I'm not hurting anybody.
It's a white lie.
I'm not hurting anyone. Yeah, everything's fine. Except for the fact I really don't want to see that person, which is an insult, but they don't know that.
I think they suspect.
Eventually. Well, when I get sick a lot, yeah.
You better see a doctor, man.
I'm very sickly.
You don't look sick.
No, I actually hate your guts is what it is. You're making me sick.
Right.
Anyway, so, but then I always feel that if I say something like that, it will happen.
Oh my God. See, you're superstitious then.
No, I have an overactive mind.
That's superstition.
And which leads into an overactive bladder eventually.
Right. It does.
Oh, your
I
organs.
See what you meant by getting up at night, going to the bathroom. You have to because it gets uncomfortable.
Oh,
you said, yeah, you have to sometimes.
Oh, you have to. You have no choice.
You have no choice.
Go back to sleep.
I have gone back to sleep, but I've done both.
I've dreamt about going to the bathroom in my dream.
Yeah, we've talked about
that
last
week. Yes, we have. Well, of course we have.
But you're superstitious then.
Not really.
It sounds like you are, because if you say, oh, if I say it, it might come true. That's the people that knock on wood. I see them do that. I watch them knock on wood. I'm like, wow, that is neurosis. You just showed me you're neurotic.
Well, I would never knock on wood. That's going too far.
It happens. I watch it. I see it. I won't, no names, please, but you know who you are. I've seen you people doing it. And some of them are Greek.
Okay.
So I think it's in Europe. There's a lot of superstition over there.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Well, they're living in Europe. You have to have something to get you through.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's weird. That's like walking under a ladder or under a cat. Is that possible?
People that cross themselves, like with that Jesus and
that's
Mary
the
thing.
Same thing.
That's a neurosis also.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's no question about it. If they don't do that, then something will strike them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a Catholic thing mostly, though. But that's still something wrong.
Well, I don't know if there's anything wrong with Catholic. It's just...
Oh, there is. Don't get me started, please.
It's just it's a fear-monger thing is what it is.
It's a fear
thing. It's what keeps human beings in line is the fear that someday if I'm not good, I'm going to go to a fiery location.
Which is Haverhill? no, it's down below.
Just south of there.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently hell is in the core of the earth, apparently. Right. I did not know that.
And the devil has his pitchfork for the hay that burns up on contact because it's hell.
Yeah, it's crazy down there. It's nuts.
I'm up in the clouds and I'm in my airplane. I'm always looking for angels and God.
Yeah, I think it's very similar to the White House.
Really?
Now.
Ugh.
Ugh. I don't even want to talk.
He's an F and A. I'm telling you, the EPA regulations being repealed, I'm just like, okay, enough. This is craziness.
He's going full guns with fracking. He thinks that climate change is absolutely ridiculous. So let's have the businesses just drill and go crazy. I mean, there's something odd about him because he changes his mind a lot. I read an article, which is not fact, but there are a lot of doctors who are calling for an examination of the president, or at least, and it's not going to help now, some future kind of checkpoint where if someone runs, they have to be mentally in order. He's not.
No.
He's not.
Well, this Russian thing is so out of control. I mean, I can't, I don't even go buy a television because every time one's on, it's always talking about that. But what I thought was, what I do watch is Stephen Colbert. Mm. What I thought was really interesting was when he said he had a video of the, what's it called, Comey guy, FBI, saying, we've been investigating this Russia thing for months.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, it would have been nice to hear about it before the election.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seriously.
I know.
But no, why didn't we know then? Or someone talk about it more, it was all Hillary's emails. Yeah. Why is this a big thing? It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so annoyed.
I'm telling you, Tori, if it comes out that Russia tampered, and or if the Trump administration or nomination committee knew about it, they definitely encouraged it, because I can play a speech right now where he says, Russia,
if you're hacking... Yeah,
please,
I remember it.
Please release more stuff.
Yeah.
That in itself is fairly treasonous for a candidate to say. But of course, whatever he says, we look the other. Guy's a genius because he says so much crap.
Do you mix it in with the?
You just get so used to it it's that man. That's a genius.
I don't know if he's that. I wouldn't call him a genius.
Oh, he's a genius crap master.
He's a grifter.
Yeah, a grifter.
That's a great movie. With Angelica Houston and John Cusack. If you haven't seen it, The Grifters,
you gotta see that movie. For years and years, I thought it was called The Gifters, and I thought it was about a bunch of people just like exchanging presents.
Oh, maybe organs. Organ donors? Gift that keeps on giving?
It does keep on giving.
Sure, but you can't. Well, unless it's your liver, you can cut off part of your liver and it regrows, you know.
I guess so.
Kidneys, you only need one.
Right.
I'm a little reluctant to give one away, though.
But usually if you have a diseased kidney, whatever.
You're kidding me.
That usually the other one is probably going to not be so hot. I don't think you have a bad kidney and then you have like a really incredibly wonderful kidney. I think if you have kidney disease,
can live with one.
I know, but I don't think the one that you're living with would necessarily be in great health.
No, I mean, you have to get the transplant. They take out both of your bad ones and give you a new one. And I'm getting grossed out right now.
Would you want to know whose kidney it was?
That's a good question.
Is that bad karma?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think you can carry on traits from one kidney to another.
No.
But I just wondered if one would actually care. I would care whose blood is going into me for a transfusion. I know it would be life and death, so I'd probably say, no, whatever. But then I would start to wonder, was this a smoker? Was this a person who may have had cancer at one point? I mean, I don't know.
Don't
this.
They screen, though?
They're supposed to.
Did I talk to you already about...
My name's Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, good to see you.
I
think we're talking like for like over half an hour.
My sentence was, did I mention... I know I brought the card with me, but did I ever show it at the Eastern Cable about the plasma places down south?
No, I don't think you... Well, you're asking me if I remember something. First of all, that's absurd.
I know, you're right. Dr. Eastern fucker? What?
We do a television show?
You know, I think you're right then. I might have talked about it on the Tory show, Tuesday.
Yeah, you did. I remember you talking about it.
And then
there.
I was going to bring in the paper, and
you
I never
did.
All right, next week, because I don't have it this week. This week I have a different prop.
Okay.
I have an exciting prop this week on the ECAT for the ECAT show.
Is it like a vibrator?
No.
Okay.
It's a bottle.
That was my first reaction.
I know, you and your donut crullers. And
yeah, I know what's wrong with me. I think I'm sexually frustrated all of a sudden.
Because you watch Lifetime television.
No, because it only works in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, oh, see, 5 minutes is a long time.
It is.
Minutes.
That's really not bad. That's like bragging.
Is it?
You know.
That's a shame. But that's, you know what? I'm not, no names. I mean, I sometimes it's, you know,
yeah,
30 seconds.
Wow.
That's why I'm single. Yeah. It's best to be single.
I had a very interesting thing happen to me on Wednesday. Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. One of these days.
It was Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
I went to a restaurant in Easton, mm-hmm. at that North Village Easton Shops there.
Sort of, kind of remember.
Okay.
It.
There's a Corfino Italian restaurant.
And I'll take
your
word on
that. There's Dunkin' Donuts there.
Right.
So I'm coming out of the restaurant, and I'm on my way to my car in the parking lot, mm-hmm. and I hear this crash, and I look over to the side,
yeah.
and this car goes ramming into the Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, my God.
And I'm wondering.
You're a witness.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, is this a terrorist act? Are they mowing people down? Because that's what's happening these
days.
Okay,
I would think it was just an old person having a heart attack.
Wow. And then, like 10 seconds later, I hear the crash again, another crash. And
Were you dreaming?
No. So my mind is saying to myself, this, whoever this was, backed up and then like rammed into the place again.
Okay. I mean, someone's like, got a beef?
Maybe. So I call 911.
Wow. You're a hero.
Well, I can remember that number.
Okay.
And I report it and they say, we got somebody on the way.
Oh, my God.
And, they show up like 5 minutes later. I didn't, you know what?
Did you get a plate number? You got to be alert and get all this information.
No, I wasn't that close to it. It was in the next row of cars.
Oh.
And to be honest with you, I didn't, if this is a person mowing things down.
Right, you don't want to be around?
No, that's not the direction I want to be running in, you know?
Oh.
So, but I stood there. I didn't go over. I saw other people run over. And I assumed that these were like people who are in the industry, maybe, you know, a common person who may be a doctor or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't figure out what happened. So
was it in the paper?
No, it wasn't. I looked on the news at night, and I figured I've got to see.
They covered
this.
It up. They did that with my grandfather once.
Oh, so I go to the post office, mm-hmm. and in Easton, and I say, "What happened? Because you're postal employees, and you know everything."
They're doing the nice over there.
They really are. They're nice people, and they are very, very knowledgeable.
Oh, sure.
Sometimes, if I don't have a computer or Google nearby, I'll ask them various questions.
They're
about,
so accommodating.
They're amazing.
Best post office around.
Yeah, I know, and it's they don't even charge me. I mean, they do for postage.
They know
but
me
not
there
for
too.
Them.
I've been going there 11 years.
In a row.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love Tony. Tony's great.
I don't know Tony. I don't know their names personally.
They know me when I walk in. Well, Tony knows me.
Tony says hi, Tori.
Yeah, because when I started doing real estate, I'd go in there and
oh, okay.
So I gave my card, and since then I've known him.
That's not bad.
But so you never found out? They buried it.
No, I did find out. So I asked what happened, and he said, it was a woman. They don't know if she was elderly or not, but apparently she was going to park in front of the Dunkin' Donuts,
what?
But she hit the gas instead of the brake.
Oh, my God.
And went ramming into the place.
And then did it again?
Well, then he said, no, she didn't do it again. Apparently she ran into it, car stopped a little bit, and she hit the gas again. And so she did this, you know.
That's drugs.
There's yeah, some kind of drugs. He said they don't know what happened. They believe it was a medical emergency or a medical problem where she got confused
yeah.
and didn't know what she was doing.
She needs a dosage change.
Yeah. So I said, my immediate question was, was she okay? And
yeah.
he said, I didn't hear about any ambulances running off. Well, so I guess
wow.
so. And I thought, wow, it's a lot to
Did
go through.
Did you hang around and find out?
No, Tori, I didn't.
You had somewhere to go? I would just like stay. I have to find out.
First of all, it was pouring rain.
Oh, it's been raining a lot
yeah.
lately.
I mean, it was torrential rain when this happened. And no, I didn't. It was a row or two over. And I didn't know what was going on at all.
Wow. So that's the answer then. So it was a woman driving.
Once the cops and the ambulances showed up, I figured, okay, all right, it's under control. I don't have to
supervise any longer.
Right? I don't have to stand two rows away.
Yes.
I've
done my part. I've called 911
right.
like a snitch, and now I go on my way.
I was a snitch. I did it to help.
That's what they all say.
God.
Ron, you can't be trusted. That's proof right there.
Yeah, well,
you can edit this whole part
don't
right
ever
out.
Be in trouble near
Ron
me.
Ron dials 911. If you're like doing something wrong, smoking pot
and then
on the
he
corner,
just stands there.
He's going to rat you right
no,
out.
That's a rat.
It's a rat.
I was trying to help. I don't know what was going on there.
She had a vendetta. She's trying to, her ex was in there.
That was my thought. That was my immediate thought was she was angry at the Dunkin' Donuts.
She might still be. We'll never know.
You know, like, because I've never been that angry at a Dunkin' Donuts. Although there have been times where I didn't find them to be wonderful people.
Well, speaking of Dunkin' Donuts.
But I would never.
My mother, 2 days ago,
yes?
we're driving down the road, and yes. she said, oh, I've been to that donut shop over there. I said, that donut shop? Mom, it's Dunkin' Donuts. She calls it like a donut shop. What? It's only Dunkin' Donuts, the most famous donut shop in the whole of, you know, United States.
Well,
and then she laughed.
Well,
yeah,
that's a generational thing.
I went to that donut shop. Mom, stop it right now.
It's not that far.
My mother is so funny. She doesn't even know how funny she is.
It's not far off, really.
No. That donut shop right over there.
She called it a donut emporium
or something. Well, there's that donut shop I went to. Mom, are you talking about Dunkin' Donuts?
I don't find anything horribly wrong with that.
It's crazy. Right. I got to Facebook that. I always put Facebook this stuff up about my mom, and people laugh and laugh. Because, you know, in context.
All right, now that you brought up Facebook, all right, this is, this again, could be a generational
problem.
Don't
die, but go on.
Okay. I interviewed yesterday on the show, we haven't aired it yet, this woman who's with Facebook management or something.
Or something? Or
yeah.
I'm afraid.
There are so many titles with these executives with Facebook. She sounded young. Sounds like everybody at Facebook is like 20 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
And she's saying it's spring cleanup time. Clean up your Facebook page.
What does that mean?
I don't even know.
Does she mean your friend list? Is it this stupid thing
again? I don't know. She says you can organize things and you can clean things up. And I that's exactly what I said to her, Tori. I said, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking
what
about?
What the hell, man? Is this all fact?
And
what?
She said, well, she said you can actually, and she was, what she was actually doing was promoting a new service that Facebook has where if you have some stuff, you're doing spring cleaning in your home, stuff you want to get rid of and sell to other people, they have a service now.
Oh.
So she was really hawking that. But the interview was set up as, and she started talking about cleaning up your Facebook page. So I went back to it and I said, listen, girl, lady, little woman, okay, I get the thing about, you know, you trying to be eBay now, but what are you talking about cleaning up a Facebook page? I don't quite understand all the stuff to do. There's so many things you can do with Facebook.
And I'll tell you what I thought after you finish.
Okay. And she says to me, she says, everything on Facebook is self-explanatory. And I said, I don't know, but I don't understand any of it. I'm afraid to
click
things.
Don't make yourself sound stupid, though.
But I am.
Wow.
And she said, do you have Facebook seminars where you can go and talk to somebody and on how to deal with everything?
I could teach one.
You should. And she said, and she repeated like she was angry at me. She said, I just told you whenever someone starts a sentence as I said before, that's like,
it's rude.
That's insulting.
It is.
That's insulting.
I don't like it.
Yeah. So we
I told you 1,000 times. But you know what I thought of when you said it? Clean up Facebook page.
Yeah.
Remember there used to be on Windows, there might still be, this thing said clean up your desktop. Mm-hmm. And it would, all these icons you didn't use, do you want to get rid of those? Mm-hmm. Do you want to get rid of those? And I'd say, oh yeah, that's a good idea. I thought it would be a cool idea then, Facebook cleanup. If it's all these pages you like that you don't even want to visit anymore, you don't like them now, get rid of them. They'll sort through the ones you don't use because they'll have a computerized way
that'd
to look
out. That'd be very nice. They're very nice, but that's not what they were doing.
eBay, really. Yard sale.
They started a new product and they were just doing their cutesy spring cleanup kind of thing.
Man, I would have gave her what for. Next time, get me on the show. I'll Vicki Lawrence the heck out of her.
Well, that's become a phrase now.
Remember when we interviewed Vicki Lawrence?
Yeah, you actually, I would say you attacked her, but you certainly questioned what she was saying.
She called me by Tori. She used my name, which is very nice
of
me.
That's fine.
I like that.
Yeah. But then she started to say things that really didn't necessarily
make
sense.
She's in bed with that pharmaceutical company.
Well, not sexually,
no, but that's an expression. She's getting a kickback. And this Allegra works the same, and it's over the counter for her itching, her urticaria.
Right.
I used to have that, and Allegra cured it. Yeah. You don't need her fancy other thing. And anyone can Google that very easily, and I brought that to her attention.
Well, she was paid to do it, quite obviously.
Yeah, she's obviously paid.
Yeah.
So.
You should taste. You should teach or taste teaching. You should teach Facebook.
Yeah, I could do that.
I could be your first client, actually.
But what if somebody's dumb and I have no patience?
Like me?
Well, I don't know.
I'm fairly dumb with that stuff.
I'm supposed to help you with a bunch of stuff, I think. I thought. We talked about it and I even wrote it down. I went, oh, Ron wanted me to help him with this on Facebook and I never did that. And then this one.
Well, what are you going
to
do?
We just leave because we're in a hurry to go do the show.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Well, some other time.
Some other day.
Yeah.
Some other lifetime.
Yeah. I don't even know where we are here. Oh, we're out of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a 40-minute show.
Is it? Well, that's great.
Our
shows
usually go an hour.
Oh, that's long.
But
40's good.
40's what I always do.
42 would be optimal.
I push myself to do 40.
42.
Sometimes I'll go longer, but I don't do any shorter than 40 ever.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do. Well, my show's only 30.
Well, you're a half-hour show.
I stretch to get to 30.
You're a half-hour show.
I like a minute on each end would be fine.
It doesn't really matter with this stuff.
It's not aired on television. But I like 42 because that's like the meaning of life. So 42. In honor of James, it should be like 42 minutes.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Very, very nice.
Did you ever see The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes,
and
I have.
And it's a book also. It's a book first.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice.
42. We'll go 42.
Well, with your music at the end. Could stretch it out.
Let's time this out here. The music at the end is doesn't say.
Well, if you right-click it and go to properties. See the very bottom,
okay,
right?
All right.
No.
See, you're teaching me already.
I am. And it was you got to move it down. And
no, it doesn't say.
Well,
it says the megabytes.
Right.
All right, I think we're boring people here. I think it's about a minute. So, here you go.
Okay.
She's Tori Lagarde. She's a humorist and a
It's 42 seconds.
Okay, bye.